You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys.
I'm delighted to say,
finally, we are joined by Aaron from General Sherman. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not too well, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Finally, we've caught up with you. We were meant to do it a couple of weeks ago, but the snow held us back, but finally.
Aye.
So, that was Heathen's Rage. What is it? Heathen's Rage Furiously.
Why Rage the Heathen Furiously?
There we go. What's that?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful. What does that mean?
It's a chapter from Last of the Mohicans, and that's what the song's based on. It's like a woman's last words. This is Heathen. That's Rage the Heathen Furiously, and he kills it. Pretty brutal.
So why didn't I know that? I should have done my research, didn't I, really? So, and you got a Michael Caine sample at the front. Are you a big Michael Caine fan?
Yeah, well, it comes from, it's from the Dark Knight. We're, like, the Christopher Nolan Batman fans, so
yeah.
It's more of that, really, than Michael Caine.
There we are, then. It's cleared up, listeners. Do your research, and you will know everything, General Sherman. So, who are General Sherman, then?
There's John Horner, who's vocals and guitar, and he's the sort of main songwriter. There's Claire Hagen, who plays a bit of everything, mostly like piano and glock, and she's vocals as well. I'm Aaron, and I play bass. There's Liz, who plays violin, and we've recently added a new member, it's Paul Callahan, who's on drums. And we're just a group of mates, basically, who fancy starting a band, so we did.
Yeah, and how long have you been going for?
About 14 months.
Oh, so not long then, really?
No, it's not. Like, everything's just little things just fell into place. Like, we met a bloke who wanted to record us at a time when we had about four or five songs that were there or thereabouts, so we did. And so, yeah, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, your songs have been going down well in the scene of Middlesbrough, because we got recommended to you by our contributor, Robert Nichols, who recommended you very highly.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I was talking about the other week. Yeah, he came down to one of our gigs.
There you see. Guy. You never know who you meet, do you?
I didn't realise that.
You see.
I'll have to thank him.
You'll have to thank him, indeed. So, where did the name General Sherman come from? Because I was on the internet, and I read General Sherman, and all sorts of different stuff came up, but please clarify it.
Apparently, it's a giant redwood tree in America. Oh. What happened was John wanted to write a song about the sort of lifespan of a tree, you know, and, like, all these different things going on around it, but at the core of it would be this nice span of a tree, and they called that song General Sherman, and then we liked it, so we took the name for the band.
There's always method to the madness, of course.
Ah, there is.
There is indeed. So what have you been up to in terms of, because I know before we went to talk over Christmas and you played a gig at the Westgarth, is that right? Just before Christmas?
Yeah, that was our launch gig for our EP, like the release night. We did that with a band called Dressed Like Wolves, who released their album that night in the a singer-songwriter who was a friend of ours called Liam Sanders, who released an EP that night. So yeah, we played that gig, and we played Mink Bar in Middlesbrough a couple of weeks ago as well. Mm. That was a pretty decent gig.
Yeah, just like we've had Just Like Wolves on the show before.
Have you?
Yeah, good bloke.
Yeah, they're good friends of ours. Yeah, he's sound,
isn't he? Yeah, good musician as well. So
yeah, he is, yeah.
We'll come back to the EP in a moment, but what bands have you been listening to? What bands, as a band, do you regard fantastic, whether they be locally or national bands?
I think everybody apart from me and the band went to see Stornoway at the West Garth a couple of days ago, and they're all raving about them. We're all like fans of Arcade Fire and Sigur Rós.
Yeah, you can hear that definitely.
Arcade Fire. Oh, I've said them.
Yeah.
Are
that good? You've said them twice.
Yeah, just said them twice. Sorry.
I hear little touches of elbow, mate.
I
hear touches of elbow in your music now and again.
I like a bit of elbow. I think John's quite an elbow fan.
Yeah, I like him. Like, that tune we just heard from, like, the first album of Elbow, and the second, it's more like that rather than the more commercial stuff now, if you will. So.
Yeah.
What bands locally do you rate who we should keep an eye out? You know, you mentioned Dressed Like Wolves. Is there any more that you think, oh, you should get these on the TYG?
Have you heard of a band called By Two Sides?
Yes.
They're really good. I really like them. It's early days, but I think we're talking about doing some stuff with them, either some gigs or maybe trying to get a little label or something together.
Oh, cool.
I'm trying to think. Who else locally? I can't think of mine. I don't really know anyone else locally.
Right.
We're playing with Wooden Box in Washington there, and they're both awesome. We're playing with them in a couple of months' time. They're not particularly local.
Right.
They're definitely worth checking out.
Well, Bayou Tartar is definitely on our radar. And I know you found it quite difficult to think of some other bands. Will it be easier to say which bands you think are not worthy of the recognition that they get? They're overrated in their area.
See, this is more my sort of thing. But,
come on.
But John warned me. John warned me. I've got to be nice, mate. I'll get in trouble off the rest of the band.
No. A cheeky little one. Give us one.
I've got to be beige and boring. Everybody's great and they're all doing their own thing and brilliant. Good luck to them and that.
But I know that's a lie from you, so I cannot believe a word you're saying for this interview now.
Man. Ring Rick. Rick will tell you loads of people who he thinks are crap.
I will do.
He doesn't mince his words.
I'll have to squeeze some out of that lemon. So, Tales of Noddy's House. Where was it recorded?
We recorded it in the upstairs in the West Garth Social Club.
Yeah, yeah.
We have like connections to that. There's we recorded part of it on the stage, and then there's a little side room. Like I think it's meant to be like a little green room for when bands are on and stuff like that. We just turned that into a little studio for a week, and just did it on. Just did it on nights and that and there. There's a photo on the back of the EP, and that pretty much shows you the setup of what it was when we were recording.
Yeah, so is it out now?
Just did it there. Yeah, we released it. We released it right at the end of last year. I think it was the 28th and the 29th of December. You can get it on Bandcamp.
Happy New Year coming out at that time. What's been the reaction to it so far from punters and such like?
We've got a really positive feedback, to be honest. We weren't really sure what we were going to do with it and what and how it was going to be received and stuff. But we've had about four reviews and all but one have been like really positive. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And a few people have been in touch for stuff. So yeah, it's been pretty good, really.
So was it quite an easy process in writing the songs? How are the songs crafted? Does one person bring them to the other band and go, "This is what we're playing. This is what you're doing"? Or is it like a group contribution? How was it all done?
John generally starts off with a blank sheet of paper. Like, he'll bring something first. Apart from there's maybe two or three songs where I've started or Claire started. But once it gets brought to the band, then it's just, we all write it, basically. We all write most of our own parts, or the song's sort of arranged, like, as a group. And we just sort of play through and sort of work it out that way. It's getting more down the line of that, really. The EP was a lot more John than the next one will be.
Well, do you know what comes first? Is it the lyrics or the music and the ambience of the tune? And do you just fill the blanks in?
It's different every time, to be honest. Usually with me, and quite often with John's songs, this sort of idea that I started off. Like Heathen, obviously, was the song that's just been on.
Yeah.
That was, John wanted to write a song about that chapter of Last of the Mohicans, and we just sort of try to, like, base the emotion of the song around like the events and that kind of thing, you know what I mean? And then the music just sort of came out. And then some songs, it's just like, we've got a nice little riff that we start playing about with, and I don't know, a song forms around that, and then lyrics come from that. So it's different every time, really.
Cool. So where can people catch you at in the future? Do you have any gigs coming up?
We do. We have, on the 2nd of March, we're playing in Topburn School. It's like Roots in the Reading Room, it's called, the gig. We're doing that with a bloke called Richard Granger. And that's free in as well, like Saturday afternoon, 1 to 4.
Oh, nice one.
So people can come and catch us there for now. Or we're playing a festival with the promoters called the Kids of Solid Gold at the West Garth. We're playing with Wooden Box and Washington Mervyn. They were both really, really good. Come down and watch, if not for us, just to watch them, you know what I mean? And that's on the Sunday, the 5th of May. That'll be a really good gig then.
We're
looking forward to them.
So how can people keep up to date with all your latest gigs and all your latest going-ons, where the songs are, where you're playing, any merchandise?
For gigs and stuff like that, you're best off, like, we're at Jen Sherman Band on Twitter or facebook.com/General Sherman Music. That's where most of the stuff's updated and stuff for gigs. But you can download the EP from Bandcamp, and that's just generalshermanmusic.bandcamp.com. But yeah, that's the best place to get the music. You can buy a physical copy. We've got some CDs printed of it as well.
Fantastic. Aaron, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thanks for joining us on There You Go, on Southside Broadcasting.
Well, thanks very much. Cheers for having us.
No problem. We've just played the tune that I'm struggling to say again because it's an absolute mouthful.
Why Rage the Heathen Furiously.
And would you like to introduce the next song, please?
All right, this is General Sherman, Sweet Spot.